Today on 4CA, John McKenzie, 1-300-872-911.
Watching late night television the other night, and I was just mildly surprised at first to hear about this study done, I think it was in Darkest Africa, that suggested, oh, there's been a huge breakthrough, and there may be a way of actually, if you like, sterilising male mosquitoes with a bacteria, and that might limit the spread of all sorts of disease. I think they mentioned about four different diseases, including dengue fever, and it was released like, oh, well, this is the most amazing new information. No mention whatsoever of the work done here over the years at a James Cook University. No mention of Professor Scott Ritchie, who used to be on this program almost weekly as they were making headway with this. And people said, this is too good to be true. And then, of course, a couple of years later, no more dengue fever in North Queensland. It's never even mentioned anymore. But with this report, I was really surprised that there was no credit given for the work done here. I thought I'll put a call through to Professor Scott Ritchie, if I can track him down after all this time. Director, Field Entomology, World Mosquito Program. Adjunct Professor also, College of Public Health, Medical and Vet Sciences at James Cook University. Good morning once again to Scott Ritchie.
Hi, John. Long time between drinks.
Yes, but it's interesting now. The work you did here those years ago is seemingly just being picked up as something brand new in parts of the world. How widespread is the use? Well, fundamentally, all the work you did, how much good has it brought to parts of the world, and what parts of the world has that been delivered to?
Well, our program, the World Mosquito Program, it's got release sites in, I think there's something like a dozen different countries right now. So Indonesia, Vietnam, Sri Lanka, some of the Pacific Islands like Fiji, New Caledonia, Vanuatu, Latin America, Colombia, Brazil, Mexico. So quite a few different places have got either active or recently completed releases of Wolbachia mosquitoes, just like what we did here in North Queensland.
Which was like a miracle in its time, and now it's being rebirthed as a new miracle in some parts of the world.
You know how it is. There's also another approach. So our approach is where we actually rear male and female mosquitoes, dengue mosquitoes that have Wolbachia in them, and let them loose. And they go and they mate with a wild population, and in effect, they introduce the bacteria in them, which acts like a vaccine. So then they can't pick up dengue, and if they can't pick it up, they can't spread it to you. But there is another strategy, and in fact, there has been work done here on that, too, where you just strictly release the male mosquitoes. And when they have that bacteria in them, one thing it does is, when they mate with a mosquito that doesn't have the bacteria, they, in effect, they're sort of sterilized. So they don't lay eggs that can hatch. And that works for our method, too, but we also release the females. So that, you know, after a few months of releases, the mosquito population now is infected with Wolbachia bacteria and, in effect, is vaccinated. And as you can see, we don't have any dengue here. We haven't had any significant dengue here for years. And I was just thinking, it's been 11 years since the first mosquito was released in Yorkeys Knob.
And I got to tell you, Scott, there are a lot of very sceptical people back then said, oh, that's a waste of time. You can never knock a disease like this on the head. And do you remember how painful? Well, of course you do. You used to deal with it all the time. People would bring this program and say, I've been in absolute agony because of dengue fever. And it used to be quite widespread. It'd go suburb to suburb, house to house, then suburb to suburb. And it was devastating. It would put people in bed for extended periods of time, discomfort and pain. And suddenly it's gone. You never hear a word about it now.
Yeah, and people take it for granted, or they forget about it. And, you know, part of that right now is also, you know, there's not as much international travel. But even before COVID, we weren't getting dengue outbreaks here anymore.
No.
And there's been, you know, we published a study in the New England Journal of Medicine earlier, you know, last year that quantified that it has significant epidemiological effect on dengue transmission. in a high risk area where they have dengue all the time. So, you know, that was sort of like the ultimate proof that the method works and is scientifically valid. So,
but do you and your fellow researchers get the credit? Well, I believe you certainly do from your scientific peers internationally.
Yeah. I think we do. You know, especially getting that one article in the New England Journal of Medicine.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is sort of like these vaccines for COVID. You know, they've got to go through trials. They've got to have a control group and a treatment group. And you've got to get, you know, thousands and thousands of people lined up. The same thing that we had to do with dengue. And we had to do it in an area where dengue regularly occurs. So it took a long time. And finally, we've got there, and we are finally getting you know, recognized. And I would say that we're fairly well recognized as a method, even from groups like WHO, that is a valid method to control dengue.
Well, it was a hugely successful project, and you were the voice of that project on this program all those years ago, so it's wonderful to catch up with you again. I'm so thrilled that you are getting the credit, because I thought you might have been missing out and others might have been pinching the credit from you.
Nah. Well, you know, there's the other thing is, because there are all those other methods, other people, you know, want to try that. You know, it's not like we're going to dominate and totally do all the dengue control in every place in the world. So there are other groups doing other things, and it's, you know, it's a busy field, and good luck to them.
Oh, this has been terrific catching up with you again after all this time, Scott. And hopefully you will stay engaged with this matter, because it's still fascinating, the whole story. And thanks for talking to me today.
Okay, John. Good talking to you too,
mate. It's great talking to you. Professor Scott Ritchie, Director of Field Entomology, World Mosquito Program. And also, of course, Professor, College Public Health Medical, Vet Sciences, James Cook University. It's 11:45. That talk number 1300 872911.
Hey, it's